produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Riley Newman. He is a commercial account executive with Brown Ridge Insurance here in Prince George. And we have been chatting about homeowners insurance and really going into detail as to what the insurance covers, the different wordings, and explaining some things that we as consumers, we're not, that's not our world. You know, we live in our homes, we clean our homes, we raise our family in our homes, and we hope that we have the right coverages in place. Now, I had mentioned in the first segment that our family, we lost our home in a fire 2016. We're coming up 3 years ago. My goodness, that's gone fast. And one of the things that we ended up having to do, which of course won't surprise Riley, is for our contents claim, we had to list every single item that was in the house that burnt with the house. That was a painstaking process. And I would have very much enjoyed having some type of record of what we owned before we lost it. What are your recommendations, Riley, for families who really want to go that extra distance and not only have a good insurance plan together, but also have all of their contents recorded?
Well, yes. I mean, like you said, the big thing is like that. I know when they've been for claim, I've gone through a couple of them like that, where it takes a while to get all the contents, figure out exactly what you had in the house. And it's, even if you were to stop right now and think, what's in my house? You're probably going to miss some pretty significant things. So one thing that we offer at Brown Ridge is if you want to take photos or videos, we can store it on your electronic file with the brokerage, which is backed up by our own server. So in the event that we were to ever burn down, it's totally safe and it's guarded by our security. So there's no issues there. So we do suggest that anytime you do purchase house insurance, whether it be with ourselves or another brokerage, is you take photos and you can store it with your broker. You can store it on your own iCloud or whatever it may be. But the more information you've got, in the event of a claim, the more the insurance companies, well, the adjuster is going to be happy with you and the less stress you have. And it takes very little amount of time.
I was just going to say that would have been such a small investment of time to walk through the house with a video recorder and video every single thing. Because it would be easy to walk through a living room and get all the furniture, all your accessories, your lamps, your technology, open up all the cupboards in the kitchen and walk through, because realistically it was right down to what spices I had in my spice cupboard. I don't think people realize when they haven't gone through a total loss how many items, even the little items that we have in our homes, they add up in terms of a dollar replacement cost. They add up.
Oh, significantly. I mean, even for myself and our family, like it's myself, my fiance, and our golden retriever. And I think that if we even added up just what our golden retriever has and her contents, it would surprise us. But it would be her toys, her treats, her food even. It's stuff like that people don't think about. And it could be, you know, $1,000 just there and dog stuff.
Yes.
Let alone your own clothes. If you had to go buy everything again, that stuff adds up significantly. So one recommendation I do have is with a lot of places now, just online, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, you're buying stuff, they're giving you the option for electronic receipts. So one thing that I do suggest is that if you have your folder in your account for your Gmail or whatever mail you work with, just put receipts there, have it sent there. Like if it be, you know, a new shirt from Sport Check or you're doing some Amazon orders, just have it there. So in the event of a claim, you can have it right there. It's got the accurate replacement cost, it's got the time purchased, it's got everything there. It's such a benefit now to have that access. Whereas before, you're going out there with that inventory booklet with pen and paper and just hoping for the best. There's just so many ways now we can make it so much easier to track all those things.
Yeah, so our contents claim and putting all of the detail for our contents claim, I would probably say it was about 3 months of full-time work.
Yeah.
Whereas what you've just said, saving receipts, but also going through a house with a video camera, I would say that's probably a couple hours at most.
I would say maybe a half an hour if you think about it. If you just go to each room with your phone, grab a few photos. And I mean, like my clients text me all the time. So whether it's you just go through there, grab some photos, text them to us, we put them in your electronic file. It just, like I do it all the time. And my friends, I think I'm a bit crazy. But you know what? In the event of a claim, it's going to be so much more painless for us.
And of course, when we're talking about being proactive about gathering the details of your contents, one of the things that our listeners are not going to be able to necessarily identify with is the emotional pain that a family is in at the time of trying to come up with all of the ideas of the contents that they've lost in a total loss.
Oh, for sure.
So doing that legwork ahead of time saves an awful lot of heartache on the other side, because when you have to sit there and put your contents list together, you're continually reminded about how much you've lost, as opposed to talking to your broker and saying, you have all the photos, you have all that information. You don't have to revisit it every single day, mm-hmm. because you're already processing through such a loss on the emotional side, as opposed to just looking at it from a financial perspective. No, there's a lot of emotions involved.
Why don't we see it all the time in claims, or where people will come back a few months later and realize, holy, I missed a huge item. And you know, the insurance companies are happy to reopen that claim and get you that full value. It just makes it so much easier for everybody. Just that the more proactive you are, especially if you're moving or, you know, moving is a good opportunity because everything's going in there fresh. You can take a nice photo of everything, and it's a great opportunity.
It really is. So I'm glad that we can talk about my loss and hopefully encourage people to protect themselves more than just their insurance policy, but go around, take videos, take photos. The next thing that I'd like to talk about was, after we had our loss, a lot of our neighbors and friends decided to have their insurance reviewed. It sort of sparks that that initiative, make sure everything's covered. From your experience, what areas of coverage do you find maybe at a deficit when unfortunately people need that coverage?
We're seeing a lot now is to do with water coverage is something that is at a deficit in house insurance, especially with some new products available. We find with our companies, the water coverage is there where it needs to be. We find with other especially bank policies, if your listeners are policyholders of bank policies, I would suggest they talk to whomever deals with their insurance and ask the questions about the water coverage. There is some available coverages now for flooding, you know, some things like that just aren't available on those bank policies. So I would suggest that'd be a big one for people to go take a review of.
And flooding can be extremely dangerous.
It sure can be.
and extremely harmful for the structure of the home.
Oh, certainly. I think it's rare that you see a small flood. I think if a flood comes through, it's not going to be like a little $1,500 loss. It's going to be a significant loss.
Right.
So what we're seeing in some other like bank policies, for example, or other ones too, is they'll do what's called a sublimit. So instead of covering you for the full amount of your insurance policy, if there was a fire, say, they're going to do a sublimit, say only cover up to $25,000 or $50,000 for flooding, which is better than nothing. But in saying that, it's usually not that much more to go purchase full policy limit from a standard insurance company. So I suggest even if you deal with a conventional insurance company, just take a look at your water coverage specifically, because that's a big one.
Good point. So I'd like to talk about home-based businesses, because there's an awful lot of push in Canada for people to have a home-based business. And I'm curious about how that affects our homeowners insurance.
Well, home-based businesses they're usually the ones that we think of is, you know, the little craft fair, the craft ones that go to craft fairs, you know, maybe they do a little personal training on the side. The biggest thing is if you run a home-based business and your insurance broker doesn't know about it, or you're not 100% sure if they know about it, go tell them immediately, because it could affect your policy. Well, if there is especially when I mentioned at the top of the hour for the show is we talked about liability insurance. The big thing is house insurance companies, as part of the agreement that you made with them, they don't want to be dragged into a business lawsuit. However, if the business is in your personal name and there's any sort of actions going on to do with the business, they could be dragged into a suit and they're not going to be too happy about that.
No.
So there is, sometimes it's overlooked from consumers and they say, oh, it's just a craft business. I make $5,000 a year. Unfortunately, you have to disclose that to your insurance broker, because there could be some coverage issues in the event of a loss, especially to do with the business. The one thing that commercial insurance gets a bit of misconception with is that it's very expensive. For those little crafting or, you know, little home-based packages like that, we can get full commercial coverage for usually $250 a year or up to $350 a year. So it's not that it's extremely cost-effective.
Right.
You're getting good coverage, but in the event of a claim, you're going to be totally fine. it's a small price, but if you have your coverage void in the event of a total loss because of the business, like, I can't even imagine.
No, that, you could that's
be,
too much.
You could be $500,000 in the red because of that decision, that small, you know.
So what would be a scenario where that type of decision would actually come into play?
Well, let's say if you are crafting or something like that, and you start a fire, and some, and maybe there's a fire that starts because of your crafting operations.
The infamous glue guns.
Could be that. Could be that. And the house insurance company goes to investigate. And when they look, they see, hey, there's a business going on here. And how did this fire start? Well, it's from the glue gun because you're crafting. They could, they would have grounds to deny that claim because there's a undeclared business operations going on within the home. That could have been mitigated by just having that quick conversation with the broker, and you say, hey, I'm doing this. You can easily buy home-based business insurance for, you know, not too much. Like I said, $350 is kind of the max we see with something like that, depending on the operation, of course. And you're fully covered. And that, would you rather pay $350 and actually have your policy respond, or in the event of a claim, you're out a significant amount of money because you didn't want to pay that $350 at the beginning?
I would actually think that more people would just not know. They just would be ignorant mm-hmm. that a home-based business would bring something negative in the event of a claim.
Yeah.
They just not know that they needed to disclose that. So this is good that we're covering. Because there are a lot of home-based business. We've got a lot of very hardworking moms and dads who do extra work at home in order to increase the, well, their satisfaction, because a lot of times home-based businesses are based on passion. But really, at the end of the day, we're trying to increase our cash flow into our homes.
So 100%.
And protecting that cash flow and protecting our homes is just part of that. So it's good to bring that awareness. So another area that we try to increase cash flow into the home is by having roommates or boarders. How does that affect home insurance in our last couple minutes here?
Well, you know, that's a big one. That's one that people really don't think about is the roomers. So depending on the arrangement with that roommate, say in my house, for example, it's a one-story home with a full basement. If I decide to bring a roomer into the house, I have to let my insurance company know, because that could change our liability a little bit, because there's potentially more people coming to the premises. But the big thing is that insurance companies don't want to cover is they don't want to cover a roommate disagreement. So you'll find that sometimes they'll put some changes into the policy. They'll protect themselves, the insurance company. Basically, they don't want to be on the hook if you and your roommate get in a spat and then your TV goes missing, because then it could be a theft loss when really it's your roommate borrowing it for an extended period of time. So there is some, you'd want to make sure that the insurance company is aware of any roommate situation. It does change the rating of the policy slightly, nothing too crazy, maybe $10 a year, but it's something that is just, you know, the company needs to know about, just to make sure everything's fully covered. A big one we're seeing lots of now is, again, bringing more income into the household, is Airbnb, VRBO, short-term rentals. That can significantly change your insurance policy. So if you're renting out any portion of your house, either the entire structure or even your basement suite on Airbnb or a similar site, go talk to your insurance broker as soon as possible, because that is very, very important for them to know.
Riley, would you give us your contact details so if our listeners are looking for an insurance review, that they can either contact you or your office directly, please?
For sure, yeah. So you can give our office a call at 250-564-0002. We're open Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 to 4.
That phone number one more time, please.
250-564-0002.
Thanks again for your time.
Thanks so much.
To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we'll chat again soon.
Half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.